Good morning. Well, not for Air India. Turns out that nobody wants it. It is 1st of June 2018, the first day of the month and the last day of the auditorial week. And a big shout out goes to Punjab Mail, India's oldest train, which started with just 3 passenger bogies, as it turns 106 today. It clearly wasn't a good day for Ramdev, who is so Swadeshi that anything American he touches, he starts claiming it to be Indian. Lala Ramdev tried to venture into messaging app, but the nationality, security and the technical takedown that it received made Patanjali run for cover this time, without the salwar kameez, as it took off its app from the store and Baba some Bamdev to rub on his bruised ego. Well, Bamdev would have been an instant hit. One user would have been Rajni, who felt the earth moving from below his feet when a Tuticorin patient asked him, "Who are you?" On that note, let us begin today's auditorial. Well, let's begin with UP bipolls and how a united opposition and a united voter has told Prime Minister Modi at least one thing, that neither did the people of the state in UP vote for Ajay Kumar Bhisht, aka Adityanath, nor his brand of vitriolic politics. Despite the long-term hate mongering that went into Kerala, the Jat Muslim unity reflected in Ajit Singh and his son has not only opened the game for 2019 elections, but also of how BJP needs to get down from its horse and treat its allies and also its party workers and men with respect and equality. Well, the much-anticipated Kairana results saw RLD's Tabassum Hassan, supported by Samajwadi Party and the BSP, winning by over 44,000 votes as she defeated Mriganka Singh, daughter of the late BJP MP Hukum Singh, who had raised the issue of a Hindu exodus from the area. The other setback was obviously Nitish Kumar, who despite brandishing swords and the Tiranga Yatras, could not fend off the RJD wave. If nothing else, at least the NDA and its allies have made India more united. Well, the good news is that the country's economy that was derailed by demonetization, that one word that sends shivers and leg pains through the country, is back on track and now marks the fastest pace of growth since July-September 2016. Well, it's like saying an injured sportsman that got hurt in an accident 4 years back has finally started running again. Well, the good thing is that at least the sportsman can still run. The 7.7% growth in the last quarter of 2017-18 was way ahead of a median estimate of 7.3%, and the CSO numbers suggest that a massive jump in government spending has been propelling the economy that has been able to shake off the growth-sapping effects of demonetization and a hastily introduced goods and services tax last July that hurt small businesses. Well, as we go to the last year of this government, we will have to wait and watch how the India story plays out with inflationary pressures, banking crisis, falling value of rupee, and specifically if the fiscal deficit rises. Well, on to other news. The Internet Freedom Foundation, or the IFF, a collective that works on online inclusion, transparency and privacy, has sent a legal notice to the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting after the latter announced that it would be stalking every one of its citizens by setting up social media communication hubs to create digital profiles of internet and social media users across all 716 districts. Expressing alarm and dismay over the government's proposal, the IFF in its notice called the project unconstitutional and illegal. It has asked the government to immediately halt the creation of the hub, failing which they may be constrained to seek remedies in accordance with the law. Well, and we move to our next story. After giving clean chit to its own for not having given a damn as people went about rioting in Aurangabad, police in Maharashtra are exploring the possibility of levelling criminal conspiracy charges against Flipkart after the Aurangabad crime branch recovered a consignment of 30 weapons, including 12 swords and 16 knives that were allegedly ordered online through Flipkart. Thankfully, 8 customers who placed the orders have also been arrested and the others are being probed. And with that, let's move on to international news, where America's closest allies are planning to slap billions of dollars in tit-for-tat tariffs on US goods after the Trump administration announced it's imposing steel and aluminium duties on them. At a time when anyone would have expected Trump to keep his allies together in his trade war with China, Donald J. Trump has decided to put them under the anvil. The reaction was swift after Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced the U.S. on Friday will levy new metals duties on imports from the European Union, Mexico and Canada on national security grounds, ending their temporary exemptions. Well, meanwhile, 4 days of political and constitutional crisis in Italy are over and a new populist government led by law professor Conte will now be sworn in. Prime Minister designate Conte presented his list of ministers to President Sergio Mattarella for the second time in a week and the new government will be sworn in today. Ministers are drawn from both the anti-establishment five-star of the M5S and the right-wing league. And on to our last story of the day. A Vogue cover photo of a Saudi princess behind the wheel of a red convertible has ignited heated debate as it follows a slew of arrests of women driving activists. The latest issue of Vogue that carries the image of Princess Haifa is dedicated to the trailblazing women of Saudi Arabia and lauds the reforms launched by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. But many on social media posted the Vogue cover with images of detained activists photoshopped over the princess's face. At least 11 activists who are veteran women campaigners for the right to drive were arrested by Saudi government, showering light on the tall claims by Mohammed bin Salman, who wants to portray himself as the change maker. And that is all that we have for you for today. We will be back on Monday to start the week and take you through the month. Until then, have a great weekend and thank you for listening. Goodbye from takeapart.com.